Reading is my greatest solace as a human being, but my greatest distraction as a writer. Ultimately, I do love writing best, because there's little in life that can compare with the satisfaction of creating something new. But for the same reason, reading is much, much easier, and therefore more tempting. Like the choice between a long, energetic run amid the beauties of nature, or sitting on a tour bus and watching the scenery roll by. As a result, since I became a full-time writer, my reading habits are rather odd. My rule is that while drafting a new book, I can't read any new fiction. But I can't go without books for 6 to 18 months at a time. I wouldn't survive. So while drafting, I wade through stacks of non-fiction. Some of my fictional worlds have been inspired by feudal-era Japan, Tang Dynasty China, and medieval Tibet. So I need to read reference works about history, culture, geography, food, wildlife, music, and pick up biographies and works of philosophy or poetry. Luckily, this keeps my reading addiction satisfied. I also read startling quantities of how to write books. And yes, some of them are dire. But even those are helpful. I disagree with them so furiously that they motivate me to prove them wrong by doing everything they say you shouldn't. Some, however, are marvellous. Recent favourites include The Emotional Craft of Fiction by Donald Maas and Into the Woods by John York. I also loved Margaret Atwood's recent essay collection on writers and writing. As soon as I finish a draft and put it aside to mature a bit, I become a relentless fiction binger. I've been known to plough through up to 3 books a day of all kinds, from detective stories to historical novels, literary fiction, romances, fantasy, and both young adult and adult works. I also enjoy reading fan fiction, which strikes me as a very modern take on the kind of retellings I do, where well-known narratives and characters are subverted through the lens of marginalised perspectives. What I love about fan fiction is that the writers, unbound by the demands of publishers and marketing teams, can be wildly experimental and unconventional. I learn a lot. After a couple of weeks of blissful reading like this, it's often quite hard to stop myself when the time comes to look at my manuscript again. So sometimes my drafts get another week or so to stew before I can finally stop letting myself and get back to work. While I'm rereading and editing, I turn to old favourites in order to avoid accidentally tainting my work with distinctive voices from writers who are new to me. Georgette Heyer and Jane Austen are wonderful for this, as are Ursula K. Le Guin and Lois McMaster Bujold. They're completely familiar to me, and anyway, they all write so beautifully that I tell myself if I do absorb something of their style, it's probably all to the good.